www.ku.org.
And it is 7 o'clock. And just a few seconds, you're listening to KGNU in Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and KGNU online. And welcome to Highway 322. This is Elena with you and for the next hour. And tonight, since I get to do Highway 322 every couple of months or so, I'm going to do some kind of some gardening flavored songs and then some new music, some old music, and then we'll be having local singer-songwriter and dance leader, ceremonial dance leader Timothy Dobson in very shortly. But I'd like to start with a song written by Gene Ritchie and performed impeccably by Claudia Schmidt that's kind of appropriate for a day like today.
My Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so fair? You may live in this garden if you'll keep the grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my pasture so green? You may live in this garden if you will feed my lambs, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so free? You may live in this garden if you'll keep the people free, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool.
In my garden three ways meet, thrice the spot is blessed. Hermit thrush comes there to build, carrier doves to rest. The broad-armed oak's the copse's maze, the cold sea windy tame, and sultry summer overstays when autumn chills the plain. Self-sown my stately garden grows, the winds and wind-blown seed, cold April rain and colder snows, my hedges plant and feed. From mountains far and valleys near, the harvest sown today thrive in all weathers without fear, while planters plant away. In cities high, the careful crowd of woe-worn mortals darkling go, but in these sunny solitudes, my quiet roses blow. Methought the sky looked scornful down on all was base in man, and airy tongues did taunt the town. Achieve our peace who can? What need I of holier due than Walden's haunted way, distilled from heaven's alembic blue, steeped in each forest cave? If thought unlock her mysteries, if friendship on me smile, I walk in marble galleries, I talk with kings the while.
When the morning breaks and the sunlight warms my soul, in the east the eagle flies and the red tail proudly soars, I'm on my way to the place of the spirit one. Grandfather, hear me now, I am on fire. Let the Sundance guide my feet to your desire. Show me visions for my eyes, and words like gold that shimmer in the sun. Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. When the sun goes down and it grows too dark to see, I look within to the shaman's mysteries. I'm on my way to die and live again. Grandmother Earth, I cry, give me rest. I take my place with a woman in the west. Show me the raven and the bear, the way of herbs and the black obsidian. Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. Turn toward the south like the water I will run. In innocence and trust, the moonchild song is sung. I'm on my way, place of a sacred plant. My emotions and my will at their command, where the turtle's voice is heard upon the land, where the wise coyote prowls, the rattlesnake will call me to the dance. Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. In the deepest night, the stars watch over me. Old woman of the north, my mind seeks clarity. I'm on my way to the place of the northern winds. Let the thunder and the lightning carry me. Lay my thoughts to rest and send me into sleep. The hawk and the buffalo, my dreams, white crystal magic medicine. Hi-ya, 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 hi-ya.
Diana, the dark moon Hecate, the full moon of Selene, all light a changing way. At Beltane and at Lammas, Samhain and Candlemas, the Sabbaths and solstices and equinoxes pass. It's the blood of the ancients that runs through our veins, and the forms pass, but the circle of life remains. It's the blood of the ancients that runs through our veins, and the forms pass, but the circle of life remains. Through times of great upheaval, earthquaking fires and floods, some echo for survival still courses in our blood. The voices of the Hopi, Maasai and Shinto prayer lift up a call inside us all to work for Earth's repair. Circle of life remains. It's the blood of the ancients that runs through our veins, and the forms pass, but the circle of life remains.
So here on Highway 322, we started out with The Cool of the Day, and that was a Gene Ritchie song sung by Claudia Schmidt and Sally Rogers from their recording We Are Welcomed, a very appropriate song for this time of year. And followed that with Dylan Buston, who is an amazing singer-songwriter, and doesn't have enough stuff that's quite available, but his recording, Willow of the Wilderness, I think it's the only one that ever made it onto a CD. We heard Walden. After that, we heard Medicine Wheel from Kate Wolf, from her recording Give Yourself to Love, and I wanted to send that out to all the people in Humblecha Camp that are going to be starting tomorrow. And we just finished out with Timothy Dobson and doing The Blood of the Ancients, and he is here in the studio. Timothy is a local musician, dance leader, ceremonial leader, and now the creator of a new CD, which is almost out, called Nightlight. So welcome, Timothy.
Hey, thank you.
So tell us about this project. I mean, I met you quite a while ago through the Dances of Universal Peace, I think, probably how a lot of people know you. And didn't realize that you were also a singer-songwriter. So tell us about this project.
Well, there are several selections on this album that were on back burners for many years, and things just finally culminated in the right opportunity with a friend saying that he was available to co-produce for me. And so I started the project out a little over a year ago, and then the initial co-producer had a bit of a personal crisis and had to withdraw from the project, and at that time my good friend Ty Burho stepped in, and we continued the project, and he did a lot of the engineering on it and the mixing.
So full disclosure, that song that we just played, we're co-writers on it. So tell us about that, because I wrote this chant in, I don't know, the early 80s, and my dear friend and brother, the late Charlie Murphy, recorded it as a chant. I never recorded it. Then what happened?
Well, I must have heard Charlie Murphy's version of the chant on KGNU. I imagine that's how I found it. And somehow I learned that you were the author of that chant. So as I recall, and I'm not guaranteeing the...
the veracity of the memory.
Yeah, right, exactly. The way I remember it, though, is I approached you and said, this is a great, powerful chant, and I'm wondering if it would be okay to make a Dance of Universal Peace to it. And I shared that vision, once you had said it was okay to do that, with a guest violinist that used to come to play at Chautauqua every summer from San Francisco. Her name was Terry Sternberg. And she came in with the first verse about the new moon of Diana and the phases of the moon and the various goddesses. And I constructed a dance to that, and we've danced it for years and years. And honestly, there was one song that I had intended to put on the project that just was not working out. And then I thought about this song and wanted to share it. It felt like it fit with the rest of the titles. And so I wrote a second verse and a bridge to it, and then asked you if you wanted to sing and play some banjo on it, and you so graciously said you would. And so that's how it came about. It really is a collaboration among three people who don't know each other or see each other very often.
And, you know, it's funny because when I originally wrote it, I wrote it as the chorus to something that would then have verses, but I never got around to writing the verses. But you all did such a great job that there's no need to now. So, yeah. So tell us about this next song we're going to hear, Late Bloomer.
Late Bloomer is a tribute to the man that started the Dances of Universal Peace. His name was Murshid Samuel Lewis. And we're coming up on the 50th anniversary. On June 24th, the dances are marking 50 years. And he was a Sufi teacher in the San Francisco Bay Area, primarily. That's where he lived. And he wrote in his book, called In the Garden, a passage about how his life seemed like that of a gardener planting seeds and yet nothing coming up out of the soil. And it was very, it's in a prose form, but it was very poetically written, until at the last, finally he planted some seeds, and not only did they come up, but every seed that he had planted before came up. So it was about his life coming to fruition and the popularity that he had in the last years of his life, particularly with the flower children and those that had come to San Francisco to seek alternatives to what was going on in America, the primarily Vietnam War. And so I was just inspired to pay a tribute to him on this album, and that's how Late Bloomer came about.
And so just as an aside, are there any plans to do any dance event or events to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Dances of Universal Peace?
From what I understand, worldwide there are over 100 circles that will happen on June 24th. We're going to do one here in Boulder at 515 up Sunshine Canyon on the Star House property. So that it's free and open to anyone that wants to come celebrate through the dances. And someone has conspired to have every circle do a dance called the Kalama and do it at the same tempo, so some kind of montage can be cut together when it's all submitted. Someone in South America put that idea forward.
Wow. So June 24th up at the Star House at 5:15. Mm-hmm. And what day of the week is that?
It's a Sunday.
Lovely. Okay, let's hear this song, Late Bloomer.
Coming fruits and seeing nothing grow, working daily in your gloves and boots with nothing new to show. Oh, little gardener, what are you learning? Why waste your labor in this way? Oh, little gardener, your skin is burning. Won't you come rest here in the shade? Drink some lemonade I made. Doubts aside, more seeds go in the ground. Year for year, the same result, no harvest to be found. Look, little gardener, something there growing, flowers and fruits from all seasons past. And from your fruits more, new seeds are falling. We hear you calling, let's harvest fast. Blessings you've amassed will last.
And that was Late Bloomer by Timothy Dobson, who's here in the studio. So this CD will be available sometime soon. Not quite yet, is that right?
Very soon.
Very soon. It's a beautiful, just to let the listeners know, it's really, really beautiful. It's got a very nice booklet in it, and not plastic, and yeah, really nice stuff. So this we have time for about one more, I think. So I liked In Your Prayers. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, In Your Prayers, it started with a feeling of appreciation for my godmother. And then it became sort of a composite of appreciation for my godmother and my mother, knowing how much they were praying for me, really. I'm originally from South Carolina and came out to Colorado decades ago. And it was one of those feeling things that sort of took on a life of its own. The verses and the music felt like it was prayerful. So I don't know what else to say about it, really.
Okay, well, that's fine. And this is called, the album is called Nightlight by Timothy Dobson.
The trials life brings us, with all the steep travails and darkness falling far too soon, left a trail to follow, to find a way back home. Like gentle light cast by the moon, she put me in her prayer. Silenced, and all hope seems lost. Dark voices call you to despair. I'll draw the curtains open and offer light to see the grace that comforts and repairs. Put you in my prayers. I'll put you in my prayers. Give as you can to the good of us all. Answers a prayer when we take time to call. When everything is thriving and blue skies prevail, and all around you nature sings, time to just remember who animates all things and see what thankfulness will bring. Take pleasure in your prayers. Take pleasure in your
Dobson from his new, soon-to-be-released CD, Nightlight. So, Timothy, where will people be able to get this when it is available?
Well, it'll be listed on CD Baby probably within a week time if everything goes well. And from what I've learned, CD Baby will then also get it in other formats or, you know, but that's where I would suggest looking for it if you want to buy it online.
Okay, and then maybe at some point we can get you in the studio when it's available in the hard copy for people that still like that. And then remind us once again about the Dances of Universal Peace coming up.
Yeah, there's a 50th year jubilee that will take place on June 24th, happening at 5:15 here in Boulder, up Sunshine Canyon at the Star House. And our intention is to dance outside on the dance grounds. There's a lovely location that overlooks North Boulder and Gun Barrel, etc. So at 5:15, it should be just lovely.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in. And thinking about this, the first song that we played, The Blood of the Ancients, I wanted to play this song by Charlie Murphy that he wrote called Burning Times. And yeah, in memory of Charlie, and also because the songs are similar in so many ways. So thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
In the cool of the evening, they used to gather near the stars in the middle circle near an old oak tree at the times appointed by the seasons of the year and the phases of the moon. In the center stood a woman equal with the others and respected for her worth. One of the many we call the witches, the healers and the teachers of the wisdom of the earth. And the people grew through the knowledge she gave them, herbs to heal their bodies, spells to make their spirits whole. Can't you hear them chanting healing incantations, calling forth the wise ones, celebrating in dance and song? Isis start to Diana, Hecate to Demeter, Kali, Inanna. Isis start to Diana, Hecate to Demeter, Kali, Inanna. Isis start to Diana, Hecate to Demeter, Kali, Inanna. They were those who came to power through domination, and they bonded in the worship of a dead man on a cross. They sought control of the common people by demanding allegiance to the Church of Rome. And the Pope declared an inquisition. It was war against the women whose power they feared. In this holocaust against the nature people, 9 million European women died. And the tale is told of those who by the hundreds, holding together, chose their death in the sea, while chanting the praises of the mother goddess, a refusal of betrayal, women were dying to be free.
Are you allowed to...
Pagan and witch. If you want to wipe someone out, label them. Nigger, feminist, communist, and now...
Along the Battery in Charleston, South Carolina, the ancient silent cannons point to sea. In 1851, they fired on Fort Sumter. The dead and wounded still cry out to you and me. Why are the guns still firing? Why are the innocent laid low? Why is this war still?
still raging. That should have ended long ago. That war was fought in part to put an end to slavery. The nation's shame we never should forget. 150 years ago, the gunners finally rested, but shameless violence still enslaves us yet. Why are the guns still firing? Why are the innocent laid low? Why is this war still raging? That should have ended long ago. New souls are added to the millions who've lost their lives in this uncivil war. And it remains unto us, the living, to spike the guns of hate forevermore. Why are the guns still firing? Why are the innocent laid low? Why is this war still raging? That should have ended long ago. Why are the guns still firing? Why are the innocent laid low? Why is this war still raging? That should have ended long ago. That should have ended long ago.
In my garden, three ways meet. Thrive the spot is blessed. I am the Lord of the desert. In darkness and light I shall reign. I am the Holy One who brings the heat from freezing winds. I am the Son of Wilderness, an empty shell of wind and bones. I am the one to smite the fiery sunset with my golden sword. The ground shall shake and all moisture from the land will be wrung out. I command the clouds to race overhead, and the rocks shall spit at a wet sky. And the earth shall undulate in distant heat, and ye shall become mirage. I write these words, and they paint the desert sand. I am the Lord of the desert. In blistering sun and icy cold, I am the one who darkens the land and lashes your tents with dust and sand. I am the one who forms black clay, which begets blackbird, and then raven, king of the passage. I shall reign over many and hold dominion over all emptiness. I am the Lord of the desert, invisible and immutable. I am the warlord, formations of lizards marching across the sand. I command Coyote to beseech the moon to rise. I am gone and come again. I am
gone and come again.
The vigilante man
From his recording, The Prodigal Son. And that was his song, Jesus and Woody. Very lovely album. Before that, we heard the group I'm With Her, and we heard them do Panjaya from their recording, See You Around. And before that, we heard the title cut from Lord of the Desert. They're actually three-hat trio, and I heard them this morning on George C.'s Morning Sound Alternative and really, really liked it and didn't realize that that was a spoken word piece, but it was still pretty cool. And then before that, we heard from Joe Jenks' new CD, which is the Forgotten, or the Forgotten Songs of Cy Khan, and we heard Why Are the Guns Still Firing? And before that, starting out that set after Timothy Dobson left, we heard The Burning Times by Charlie Murphy. And I want to apologize for that horrible word that went out over the air at the end. This was a version of Burning Times that I'd never heard before. I didn't even know that there was another version of it. But anyway, there was some spoken stuff at the end that is not part of the song. So I'm very, very sorry for that. And that was from a recording that was called Ebenezer's Makeover. And before that, it had been on a CD called Burning Times, which I think was originally came out as an LP. It was before CDs. Anyway, we've got about 10 minutes left before we go to Ragtime America. I'm going to go to a few other songs here. And thank you so much for listening. I think we're going to go to an older Rod McDonald song called Sanctuary that is the goes out to Jeanette and to Yvette.
I'd like to give a welcome to the Shah of Iran, Ferdinand Marcos, Nguyen Kia, Vietnam. The United States extends you a hearty welcome hand. And why do we send back Rosalita and Roseanne? Oh, I know their government has become our cause. We sell them their weapons, we finance their wars. And when the innocent escape to our fine, peaceful land, why do we send back Rosalita and Roseanne? There's a church up on Broadway where something gets done, and they give sanctuary to those on the run. But the United States, it just won't understand. And it wants to deport Rosalita and Roseanne. Oh, I believe in the Bible, I've seen where it reads, when a hungry one knocks, give him something to eat. But with so many hungry, how can we take them all in? When they're standing at your door, how can you send them away again? But hey, did I ask for the Shah of Iran? Anastasia Somoza, president to a Vietnam. Let's hear it for sanctuary. How about a hearty hand? And why do we send back Rosalita and Roseanne?
I've been a long time that I've wandered. through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's
which includes Keith Terry, who does great body music, hamboning and things like that. We're hearing Down to the Door and Lost Girl from their recording, the Evie Layden Band. Before that, we heard Northern Sky, done by Julie Dibble and Andy Lewis. And these are songs of Nick Drake, who passed away in 1974, but had worked with Linda Thompson and was a singer-songwriter, left a few CDs. The album is called Green Leaves, Nick Drake covered. And then we had Sanctuary by Rod McDonald before that from his CD White Buffalo. And it is just a couple of minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to KJNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This has been Elena with you on Highway 322. And please stay tuned in just a couple of minutes, in 1 minute, for Jack Rummel on Highway 3 and Ragtime America.
Come up now and come along. Come down. To the door of my home. Come down from the mountains to the rolling hills, where the mist settles in the valley. And corn grows up cold and stone. Come down to the door of my home. Down to the door of my home.
Support for KGNU comes from the Boulder Marriott, offering room accommodations and Colorado dining in Canyons Restaurant. Details at BoulderMarriottHotel.com.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are presenting a special program on large orchestra ragtime featuring an interview with Paul Johnson. And having said all that, we've got a lot of ground to cover tonight, so I'm just going to cut right to the chase here and get right into our interview. Our guest tonight is Paul Johnson. We did a show with Paul last year about this time on Piano Rolls very successfully. Welcome to our show, Paul.
Thanks, Jack.
And tonight, I guess, we're going to be talking about something that you stumbled across, sort of an undiscovered area of ragtime, and tell us a little bit about where it comes from. It's certainly,
sure.
Certainly a category that I had never heard of before.
Well, yeah, either had I. It was quite interesting. I had gotten into this area of music. It's called light music. And I started, you know, buying some CDs in that area, and I noticed here and there that there were some recordings of ragtime. Well, then somewhat recently, there was a label that came out of Switzerland called Guild, and they ended up doing a large catalog of this type of music, and I think it's around 135 CDs now, and they're like 70 minutes a CD.
My goodness!
And yeah, so it's a lot of music, and they're not repeating, you know, performances. So it's a lot of music, and when you look across all of that, you see these little instances of ragtime here and there. And then I was also surprised when I picked up some other discs to find that, you know, there were some surprising people who recorded ragtime with these large orchestras, because that's kind of a hallmark of this type of music. It's usually recorded with a larger orchestra.
Did this occur during some particular time period?
Yes. Well, it really kind of, light music can go all the way back to composers like Haydn and Mozart.
Oh.
But it really, the thinking is that it really kind of goes back to the Strauss family and the waltzes, and they have some particular short pieces that are kind of evocative of a theme. So, for example, there was one piece I stumbled along recently. It's called Letter to the Editor by Joseph Strauss, and that kind of gives a sense of, you know, it's an early form of this type of music where you're kind of dealing with a certain theme, and you're kind of giving that sound of that idea in music. And I thought that piece did a very good job of it. But that's, you know, that's kind of what light music does in many senses. It's dealing with a certain theme, but it tends to be more lighthearted. But yeah, it goes back, you know, so say the Strauss family around 1860s, and then it slowly kind of died out in the 1960s, got pushed out by rock and roll and other music.
So maybe we should listen to an example.
Sure, that's a good idea. This is a now, this isn't ragtime. This is a light music piece, but it's a wonderful little work, and I think we won't give out the title yet because we'll just let people try to guess, and I think perhaps baby boomers will know the name of the show that this was used as the theme for.
Okay. Do you think they'll be able to name the piece?
Probably not, but at least they'll know the show.
Okay. Here we go.